You are welcome to the reading of the Game Changer for National Transformation book. Thank you for listening.
The real change Nigeria needs continues. The determinant of a good government is this: the empowerment of the people. The purpose of a government is to empower the people to become more, helping them to realize the best use of their potentials, to help the individual citizen look to self as the answer. The government should enhance and not adapt to the people. True government should not serve the people or reduce them in any way. To enhance is to help them become more, achieve more, and gain more of what they could become or realize. Providing an enabling environment to display their creative ability, talents, gifts, and entrepreneurial ability, and whatever they possess. To adapt the people is to convert the people for a different use. This is about abusing the people, taking away their desires, dreams, and aspirations because of imposed limitations. At the end, the people turn out to become inferior personalities to their real being. Backward nations take power from the people and end up adapting them for lesser cause. Weak leaders believe that when you empower the followers, you end up losing them. This is what I call stinking thinking. A corrupt government takes that which belongs to others at the expense of the society and uses it for their own ends. Also, a society that places the weak to rule over the strong is a perverted one. This is an adaptation of the trained hands and those with leadership ability to be subjected to the level of mediocre. As the day is far from the night, any society that favors the weak at the expense of the strong can never know progress, advancement, and greatness. In such situations, the strong is repressed and adapted or fashioned to act below their innate endowments, while the weak that is promoted right in his weak state is denied the process of true growth and the satisfaction that comes from achieving what is incredibly possible. A child who gets everything free without his own input often abuses things and the good life itself. The more you pamper a child, the more you lose him. Expose him, let him fight his own battles, and he will live to appreciate life. A nation, people, tribe, an individual who live for free things will never realize their true potential. Just as a spoiled child is menacing, indulging, and destructive, so do spoiled individuals who get things they do not labor for or things they do not deserve. Give people the rights to earn their due, and peace will be restored to our land. Injustice, inequalities, and non-equity are together troubling gangrene that is eating health out of nationhood. A spoiled child will destroy others and finally destroy himself. Children who did not earn their worth often fritter it away through frivolities, bad relationship, waste, and addiction. Of what use then is helping a child to destroy himself? In the same way, when we steal from one tribe or group to help a weakling to cover up a facade of federation, we are only helping to destroy what we tend to pamper. Time to think deeply. There's nothing really free except what we end up gagging a man's capability for a truly rich life. Match opportunities with growth. Create a level playing field as each is helped to become better. Let the citizens find their joy and satisfaction not in things, but in the very process of becoming. Sacrificing and giving, a true government is positioned to empower its citizens to realize their potentials and to find meaning to their own lives through active contribution to the well-being of the world they belong.
Thank you for listening to this tape. For further information, check us on www.thegamechangerproject.org. Thank you.